More than 70 homicides have taken place in Milwaukee so far this year. That's about a 50% increase from this time last year, when the city was on its way to its lowest murder toll in more than a decade. The Milwaukee Police Department says this year's killings have taken place all over town, but mainly on the city's north side, where the unemployment rate is well into double figures. Police Department spokesperson Ann Schwartz says by and large, the murders are not related to drugs or gangs.
These are arguments. These are arguments over very mundane matters that used to end in fisticuffs or perhaps a punch in the eye. Now people are picking up the guns and taking matters into their own hands with an illegal weapon.
Schwartz says the police department's job is more difficult when it's trying to deal with sudden arguments.
When they're gang and drug related, we know exactly where to put our resources. We did it last year on the South Side and saw a reduction in gang and drug activity there. What you can't do is you can't put a police officer on the corner to just be there in case the neighborhood starts to have a problem with a couple of neighbors.
Schwartz says Milwaukee police are looking for ways to get illegal guns off the street. The department has an anonymous tip line people can call when they know of guns in their neighborhood. And at least one common council member and some clergy and business owners are launching a gun buyback program. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.